Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Independent Dealer Podcast. Today, Luke and I walk the hall of the Expo Center here at the 2019 NIADA NABD convention in Las Vegas. There's a ton of great vendors that were there today presenting. We got 60 seconds with just a handful of them. We picked a few random vendors, ones that we didn't know, ones that we thought you might be interested in, just to give you a small idea of who's here, maybe what's going on in the industry, some of the new technologies and players that are out there. So I hope you enjoy this little mini episode.
Welcome to the Independent Dealer Podcast, the podcast for auto dealers to learn and grow together. Here are your hosts, Luke Godwin and Jeff Watson.
So here we are with Chris of Quote Pro Kiosk. Chris, real quick, 60 seconds, tell us what you guys do, what it is, why we need you as a dealer.
Awesome. We have the best payment kiosk on the planet. It's the last cashier you'll ever hire. It accepts cash, makes change, accepts credit and debit and even ACH. And we have provisional cash services that make sure the cash we receive today gets to your bank tomorrow digitally. Wow. Furthermore, we even fund the change. So there's zero reconciliation now associated with your cash payments.
It's a great looking device, and Chris and I have talked a good bit about this. So we're getting rid of a cashier, but what else? Why is it?
Well, the biggest advantage is the price of the kiosk is going to be a wash with the cashier. You'll even benefit a little. Okay. But the guy who's going to kiss you on both cheeks is your CFO or your accountant, because like I said, those cash payments at the first of the month, you have a grumpy accountant doing cash reconciliation, right? That goes away because those payments now flow in like credit card payments, like debit card payments. And they're posting in real time. You don't have a single penny missing, and shows up to work on time, and no salesman hit on it.
Yeah. What IDMS or which DMSs does it integrate with?
React with? IDMS, Finance Express, FX, AutoStar, AutoMasters, AutoMatrix, AutoAction, ASN, AFS Dealers.
Wow.
Pretty much anything with an auto in the name.
Yeah, you got it. We're integrators by nature.
So when you say integration, so I understand, the second someone throws cash in here and gets a receipt, within a reasonable time, it's going to update to my...
It posts in real time.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
Okay. So no more cash headache, no more nonsense of worrying about reconciliation at the end of the day.
And no more sending your manager to the bank with a handgun and a duffel bag of cash.
Yeah.
Which is mind-blowing. Some people still do that.
So from a dealer standpoint, is there a dollar amount of cash or transactions or dollars that come over the desk that this makes sense?
Well, it really makes sense if you want to homogenize your billing. If you have multiple dealerships, multiple roofs, you're going to have all your money sent to a central location digitally, and you'll be able to reconcile and do your books a lot easier that way. But we've got guys who take in as little as $5,000 a week, and we have guys that'll take in $100,000 a week in cash. But you're eliminating that part of the business. So now you could, Eddie Hale of Neighborhood Auto says he could run a dealership with a porter, a salesman, and a kiosk.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate your time, man.
Okay, here we are with Randy of Microbuilt. Randy, tell us a little bit about your predictive underwriting, your scoring models. I think that's what we want to maybe get 60-second elevator pitch. What can you tell us? Why do we need to use your service? Why is predictive underwriting important?
Well, the biggest thing is a record credit report, as of 2 years ago, stopped putting liens and judgments on credit reports. They never had evictions on credit reports. So a typical credit report's not going to tell you anything on the people with subprime credit. It's hard to tell the people that just have bad credit but good people versus the ones that you wish you never saw.
Right, sure.
So what we suggest is looking at the eviction liens and judgment reports. You're going to see the people that you don't want to see. If you ever evicted somebody out of a house before, you don't want to rent to them again. It's the same people who buy or pay your cars. It's the ones that could do damage to it, know the systems, know how to pull out GPSs. The people that you want to stay away. The group of people, just like a credit report is, with 700 credit score, 800 credit score, they're the same type people. So people will have 500 credit scores, or a lot of times the same type people. People who are evicted over and over again are the same type people that's going to be bad for buy or pay here. We have reports that actually show the eviction liens and judgments, but we also have an iPredict. It's like a subprime credit report. We have payday lenders report back to it. It has public record data actually built into it, along with other factors that's going to give you a score that's just for subprime.
Is that the word that everybody's throwing around out there? Alternative data. Is that what this is?
Right. Okay. Alternative data. It's not just the data that the three credit bureaus getting. If you pull an Equifax credit report, an Experian credit report, TransUnion's credit report, 90%, probably even 95% of the people who report back to one, reporting back to all three.
Right.
So there's not one better than the other. When they pulled off the liens and judgments, it's not just one of them that pulled them off, it's all three pulled them off. So there's not a lot of difference. That's why when you pull a tri-merge report, you're going to see the scores are pretty well close to each other. This has none of the same data on it that a credit bureau is going to have, but it's going to have all the data on it that you need for something like a buy here,
pay here. Does it give us a number, a score?
Yes, because okay. It's going to score. And on this particular report, we can do it either way. It can be a base score like we have now, or we can customize it. So we can take a large dealership or a group of dealerships, and we can actually do a data study for them to come out with a scoring system. Just like you're familiar with the credit bureaus, you have a auto-enhanced beacon score, you have a different type of FICO score for what group it is. So we can actually do a custom score for their group, so they'll know that everybody with those same type attributes will be the same, is going to give you a lower score or a higher score. So you try to get the same type people that you want to do business with and stay away from the ones.
Oh, I got you. So it's going to pull your data and start matching your future customers, the ones you want, to the data you already have.
Exactly. So you'll get more of the people that you had good luck with. Even though if you pulled a standard credit report, they all had, say, a 550 credit score, you'll take those and you'll have good ones and bad ones. And ours, right. So you'll have a 700 credit score for a good one and a 500 credit score, but it's using an iPredict credit score, not your typical credit report.
Well, thanks a lot, Randy.
Single interest insurance.
Okay.
Okay, so you're real. Let me ask you this: you are a dealer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and
We're both, and
you do hold your own loans.
We do. We
okay, and you sign full recourse, so you're ultimately responsible for the loan.
Of course, we hold the
okay.
paper.
Okay. Yeah. So when the customer, you deliver the car to the customer. This VSI is the same coverage that every bank in the United States has to protect their assets. So when the customer drops their physical damage insurance, they're driving around with your car with no physical damage coverage. So basically, when they get in a wreck, it comes in on a tow truck and it goes to your boneyard, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. So what happens is, the minute that they drop their physical damage insurance, we take over and we cover you against all physical damage to that vehicle whatsoever. Okay? We'll write you a check. If they total the car, we'll write you a check for NADA book value plus or minus deducts. Mm-hmm. Okay? And we pay it within 10 days.
What does this cost? Is it car or what?
It's VSA insured, vendor single interest, which means we're only interested in insuring you, the dealer.
Right.
Okay? The check goes to you. Okay? You never have to piss off a good paying customer as long as they're paying their car note. They dropped their insurance because they couldn't afford it, okay? Now they're down to PIP or no insurance at all, okay? You don't have to worry about it because we're gonna cover you. So you don't have to repo the car. You don't have to piss off the customer by repoing it, ruining that relationship. Every time they come in to make their note, you look around the car, check out for damage. If there's any damages, take a picture if it's a damaged hood or a fender. You know the cost of a hood, so do we. We cut your check, we made you whole, okay? If they total the car, we give you full NADA, wholesale book value, plus or minus, adds and deducts. You keep the car, we don't need it. You do whatever you want with it.
Oh, okay. So okay? Do you pay per loan you have out, or is it?
It's $229, okay. It's a one-time fee. It's on your VSI, on your retail service seller's agreement, okay? It's a line item, okay? And the customer is paying mm-hmm. for the insurance to protect you from the damage they do to their own vehicle. To your vehicle,
if
right?
If they drop their full coverage.
If they drop it. Okay. Okay.
So here we are with Weave, voiceover IP phone system, plus we're speaking with
Sky.
Sky's going to give us the 60-second elevator pitch. Why do dealers need your service?
Yeah, so Weave is a smartphone system for a business, right? What we're trying to help out with is we do a lot of things that maybe businesses are familiar with, such as generating online reviews, two-way texting, things like that. But where we really tie it all together is unless you actually own the phone system part as well, then your communication platforms are kind of separated, right? Your phones aren't speaking to the review platform or the texting isn't linked into the phones. One of our biggest features that's had a lot of traction in the last couple years is that last year a study was shown that only 7% of people looking for a new business will actually leave a voicemail. So if I'm looking for any new service and I hit voicemail, I won't. If I'm a new customer, I'm not right. leaving a voicemail, yeah. right? Now, the minute that they hit voicemail with a Weave system, they get a text from the business number.
Oh, wow.
So this feature alone is that we're seeing businesses capture 3 to 5 new customers just simply off someone saying, yeah, I've been shopping. You know, I'm interested to learn more. As opposed to, as you can imagine, if I called you and you're not open, I'm going to go to Google and I'm going to call the guy down the street.
You're going to the next person. Yeah, that's right.
There you go, right? So what we've done, and the other thing that's just awesome about our platform is every business has the overhead of a phone bill, right?
Sure.
So anyone I talk to, I know that there's at least one bill that I'm going to offset anyways, which is their phone system. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you were to ask someone, what's your favorite feature of your phone system? They typically don't have an answer.
It rings. That's what I like about it.
Right? It rings. With ours, there's a lot of cool things, right? It does call recording, on-hold waiting music, and messaging. You have a mobile app where if you want, you can make a phone call from the mobile app. It comes from the business number, right? You don't ever have to do anything from your actual personal number.
I like
if someone texts the business, the text will come through to the mobile app, right? So it's just, it's bringing the phone system, and a lot of these businesses have technology surrounding their business, and they have an outdated phone system.
Yeah. And this is actually, it's an actual phone. It's not integrated into the phone system that we currently have. We buy new phones. Is that the case?
Yeah, so that's the cool part about ours is we actually give you the phones for free. So it is a phone system, though. Like, we have AT&T, Verizon. Yeah. We replace that, right?
Yanglinks.
So we give you Yanglinks or Polycoms.
Yeah.
And what we can do on that is we can give you the phones all for free for the business. Because the phones then, if you have a CRM or a DMS that can export, the other thing that's cool about it is if you export that, you can then upload it into our system. And if somebody calls you that's called you before, it'll pop up their name. You can put notes on that. So you could be like, oh, this person typically likes this or they work with that, right? So it becomes a lot better interaction when customers call.
Wow, I really like this.
Yeah.
Luke's on board. Just for the record.
Sold.
So sign them up. Okay, and pricing structure is probably pretty too complicated to explain here.
No, it's actually pretty straightforward. So what we do on it is it's just $549 a month, and that's month to month. We have no contract.
$549 month to month, unlimited phones users or maxed out?
Yeah, so that's up to 10 phones. If you have more than 10 phones, it's $15 a month per phone after that. So it could get a little bit more.
So does that do away with me paying AT&T?
Does away with that.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And that's where, a lot of dealerships are spending $300 a month for phones anyway.
Yeah, we are.
Right?
Yeah.
So the phones are all, the hardware itself is all free, and then it's just the servicing that you'd pay for the extra phones.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. I appreciate your time.
All right, here we are with Dominion Dealer Solutions. We've got Lance here. He's going to tell us a little bit about what they do. Lance, 60-second elevator pitch. Who are you guys? What do you do?
Sure. Hi. Dominion Dealer Solutions, we provide DMS solutions, CRM and equity, marketing, and inventory solutions to independent dealerships and franchise dealers all across the country. We have over 6,000 dealerships that we work with, and basically it's a full suite solution for the dealership with regards, again, to platforms with inventory, DMS, and CRM. That's really our three main platforms, if you will. We also do digital marketing for social advertising, reputation management, equity mining, a tool called Deal Activator that, you know, integrates equity mining for dealerships. So a little bit of everything. I personally do CRM for independent dealerships, which is called Web Control CRM, and it really helps dealerships follow up with their customers and helps them sell more cars.
The platform looks great, Jeff. It looks really good.
It's very sexy, web-based.
Yeah.
It's all web-based platform, that's correct.
Forms and everything built in. I mean, it's going to handle the whole dealership start to finish, it looks like.
Right, forms are built in. Our new DMS platform called Dominion View is a web-based platform, and it integrates all your forms as well. That's correct.
Awesome, man.
Okay, Lance, thanks for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.